A Farmer's Voice for Wildlife. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Like I said, we're providing for the wildlife and helping benefit it, being good stewards of the land. And there needs to be a respect and cooperation. And I think that we're headed in a good direction with that, and I see great things in the future.
That's Fentress County farmer Jim Bledsoe, and now going into his second year of the governor's appointed farmer member of the Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission.
The landowner and farmer relationship with the hunter is a big thing. I mean, you got to have good communications, respect. I mean, the hunters need to respect the landowners, you know, close a gate if you go in, get permission, property rights. I mean, you need to respect those landowner and farmer property rights.
Jim Bledsoe, like so many other farmers across the state, have a strong interest in wildlife and felt it was past time to have proper representation on the Fish and Wildlife Commission because it is our farmers and their land where our wildlife is found.
The farmers are what supports the wildlife. We have the land. We supply the feed. I think we 75% of it's stuff that we provide for the wildlife, and agricultural community needed a voice on the commission, and I'm pleased to be filling that position.
Bledsoe started his term on the Fish and Wildlife Commission right at the height of the state's rising problems associated with the wild hogs. And while that issue has calmed down somewhat, there are still plenty of ag issues for the commission to consider.
Well, pretty much all ag issues get kind of directed towards me, the questions or whatever, and I do my best, and which I try to get a hold of my contacts and make sure I'm giving them the best information that I can provide for them, and I try to do my best with it.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.